Gemara Mem Amud Aleph quotes a machlokes on the third line between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. When you have different fish, they say money tar by the fish as napa v'kaskeses. Let's say you don't have the kaskeses, the whole skin was removed, but there's a way to check with the rosh v'shedra. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Do you have to check rosh v'shedra, both of them, or it's enough if you check o rosh o shedra? So then the Gemara has a comment. One of the Amoraim says that this machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is only with respect the tabo b'tzira avo b'guf and diber hakolosa chei rosh v'shedra nika. You have to eat the guf of the fish itself. Everyone agrees you need rosh v'shedra. The machlokes Amoraim only is this. Maybe there's room to be mekel if you're only drinking the tzir. So all the Rishonim are bothered with the kasha. The Gemara in Chulin has a drasha that tzir of dogim tmeim is awesome. The Pashto says you learn from a pasuk it's awesome in Atar. So to eat the fish itself is an isa deraisa. To drink the tzir is an isa deraisa. So why is there more room to be mekel on the tzir than on the dogim? So all the Rishonim say, many Rishonim say on this Gemara. You see from this Gemara, like the Tosfos wrote, Rabbi Kivega here refers you to the Tosfos in Chulin with Tzorachion. What's with Tzorachion? Their Tosfos interprets the Gemara in Chulin that Tzir of Dogim Tmeim is only the Rabban. Tzir of Ofos and Shkotzim is the Raisin. The Tzir of Dogim Tmeim is only the Rabban. So that's what the Gemara means. To drink the Tzir is only the Rabbanon. So there's room to rely Sveika the Rabban Lekula. So if you have one simen, the Rosh alone, the Shadr alone, there's room to be Megal. But to eat the dog itself, that's a real Isa deraisa. So for that you have to have Rosh v'shedra. But our Tosfos holds not so. The Tosfos on our daf holds that the Tzir of Dogim Tmeim is an Isa deraisa. So if they're both an Isa deraisa, to eat the dog or to eat the Tzir is an Isa deraisa. Why is there more room to be Megal on the Tzir than on the dog? So Tosfos has a suggestion. We're talking over here that we have a whole bunch of fish. And it appears that Ruba de Ruba of all those fish for sure are kosher. We just don't know about one or two of them. So the fish are not bottled. For the fish itself, that's not bottled. That's a din deraisa beria la bitelo. But when you get to the tzir menatora is taka treif menatora. The tzir dogim tmeim is treif menatora. But menatora, it's bottled. It's min b'mina, so it's bottle chad betray. So the whole need for shishim is only with the rabbanon. So when you get to the tzir, the whole issue you're dealing with is only the rabbanon. Because shishim, by min b'mina, by lach b'lach, is only the rabbanon. So there's room to be mekel. But on the goof of the fish itself, bury a lot of betela, that's a din derais. So Shlomo Eger, in the back of the Gemara, in the Gili Mashur, refers you to the Tosfos in Bav Metzia, Davav, and Beis. But Tosfos Taka says like that, that the din of bury a lot of betela is a din deraisa. We don't accept that sheet. We hold that all of these things that are not bottled are only with the rabbana. Chaticha roi l'skabe, and dovish of minyan, and beriyam, balachayim lo b'teli, everything is only with the rabbana. Rabbi Chanan Vassaman raises the question, and in Sefer Kovetz Oris and Yevamos, usually have a cloud called the tikkun rabbana, kein deraisa tikkun. So here they invented mamash yesh me'ayin, on the level of deraisa, everything is bottled. There's nothing that's not bottled. If you hold like Taisa, it's very aloy betela, it's a din deraisa, so it's nicho, all the other things are called zitik rabban, kein deraisa tik, and if it has chashivas, so then it doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate, it doesn't become bottled bro. But if you hold the way we paskin, everything is the rabbanon. Berry is also the rabban, chatich, everything is the rabbanon. So what's the kein deraisa? What are they patterning after? So Rav Soloveitchik, when we learned here or there, Rav Soloveitchik suggested that there's a Chavos Das on Siman Kuf Yud, where the Nesibus writes there, he has a Ramban in the Gemara Gittin. He interprets the Ramban as saying that B'nei Adam La B'teili is a din derais. Human beings, when there's a Tarubus of human beings, that's a din derais. So he said, this will answer that Kasha, Rav Soloveitchik, this will answer the Kasha. Where did they come up with this idea that Tovish of Minyan and I bottle, Chetich Reilus Kabit and I bottle, and I bottle? This something Menatur does not bottle, Beni Odom. Okay. According to the Tosfos, Beri Eloi bottle. Yet. But we assume that the need for Shishim is only with the Rabbanon, by Lach Balach Min and Min. We assume Beri Eloi bottle is only with the Rabbanon. So, Vaita, so what's the difference? So, the simple answer is like Rabbi Rishonim say, like the Tosfos in Chulin. Tosfos says it there on the Gemara. The Gemara there quotes Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds that mimimina is b'mashu, b'alach b'alach. Mimimina b'mashu, it's not batal man ha-Torah. So the Gemara asks, but there's a case that Rabbi Yehuda says that it is batal. So the Gemara says, that's different. Why is it different? So Tosfos says, because it's talking about tzir dogim t'meim. Tzir dogim t'meim is only the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Yehuda is moida that mimiminoi by Anissa the Rabbanon is not b'mashu. So Tosfos interprets that. That's what it says in the Gemara then Chulin. On that daf. But our Tosfos doesn't interpret like that. Our Tosfos holds that it's deraisa. So is there any room to give a different explanation? Why there should be a difference between the tzir and the dag itself? So in this Gemara, there's a famous explanation from Abitzel Aponovision. He was a super genius, and he always came up with original interpretations. So he says that has in a sefer, Zecha Yitzchak, has the following suggestion. The Rambam wrote a sefer on mitzvahs. So the Rambam, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs essay, Kuf Mem Tes, Kuf Nun Aleph, Kuf Nun Beis, he has four mitzvahs. Livdok b'simani dogim, before you eat fish, you should check to see if it has snapped in the kaskeses. Livdok b'simani behemis, before you eat the flesh, you should check to see if it has malager, mafis parasa. And if you want to eat chagovim, you have to be bodik b'simani chagovim. If you want to eat oifas, you have to be bodik b'simani. So mitzvah livdok. What does it mean a mitzvah livdok? There's a din that you have to make sure. If you're not sure, so safik deraisa l'chumra. So of course you're not allowed to eat. What is this mitzvah livdok? So the darkei tshuva, the beginning of siman pei gimel. Pei gimel is a siman about dogim, about treif. How do you determine which fish are kosher, which are treif? So the darkei tshuva says it cannot mean, like some claim today, it cannot mean that even if you know, let's say they have tuna fish. So even if you know b'vadois that the tuna fish is tuna fish, it cannot mean that you're not allowed to eat it unless you actually see the snap of the kaskeses, and you have to have a Jew do all the checking in the factories. They don't have to have a mashgiach. He takes care of the bishalakum, takes care of other things, takes care to make sure that the ingredients, that the shemen that they cook it with, is not treifa oil, but he doesn't check the snap of the kaskeses on every single fish. So the Darkei Tshuva writes, it cannot mean that that there's a mitzvah in Torah to have a Jew check the snap of his kaskeses on every single fish. That's impossible, because the Gemara is going to say soon that there are some fish that only develop the snap of the kaskeses later. So if you caught the fish earlier in life, but you know what the nature of the fish is, even though it doesn't have the snap of the kaskeses yet, it's mutter. And sometimes there are a lot of fish that when you catch it, you take it out of the ocean, all the kaskeses fall away. So you can't check for kaskeses. It lost all the kaskeses. But then I know that this fish has snapped the kaskeses, even though right now when I look at it, there's no kaskeses to see at all. Either it lost it already or it's going to grow it later, next year. So the Gemara says that it's kosher. So you see the fair sheet. There's no din that you have to really be boidik b'simonim every single time. It's not a lihikuva. So what does it mean, libdik b'simonim? So the Darkei Tshuva said, that's a double posha. Let's say every time a sheikhet in the slaughterhouse, and they bring him one behem after the other, he has to look to check. It takes a while to see if the behem is malagera. He has to stand 5 minutes to stand to make sure that every behem is a malagera. He has to look at the feet. See, my first is parsa. So he said, that's ridiculous. I know that this is a cow. I know that a cow is malagera, my first parsa. I'm not mechuyif to be budding. If you don't know what the min is, you don't know what the animal is. If I can recognize a tuna fish, I know this is a tuna fish, right? So I know there are many different kinds of tuna fish. I know that all the tuna fish that they use for human consumption, all of them have snap of the kaskas. So I'm not mechuyif to be budding. The only time you have to have b'dikas simanim is if you're not sure what it is. If you know what it is, you don't need b'dikas simanim. So what is this b'dikas simanim all about? Sofik deraisa l'chumra. Of course you have to check. If you didn't check, so you're not allowed to eat it. So the Minchas Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch also writes in the Minyan HaMitzvah, he writes also, libdik b'simanim chagolim, libdik b'simanim, you have four different mitzvahs, to be b'dik simanim, b'emis, and oifas, and dogim, and chagolim. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, the Darkei Tshuva quotes it from the Minchas Chinuch. He says It means like this: if you only saw its malageri, you didn't see if it's mafreses parsa. You only saw it has snappy, you didn't see if it has kaskeses, and you ate it anyway. And then after you ate it, then you checked and you see that it has snappy and kaskeses, it has everything. So even though you didn't violate the loisese of not eating non-kosher fish and eating non-kosher animals, but you still went mevatel the mitzvah seseh. Usually it's just a din sofek daraisa l'chumra, and here is epis more than that. More than that. Even though it's igloi milsalem afreya that it was kosher, but you are mevatel the mitzvah seseh. Let's say the Rambam sheet is, the Rambam writes in Hilchus Tumas Meis that sofek daraisa l'chumra is only made the Rabbanon. That's in Kol HaTarkul, it's only with the Rabban. But here it's a din, lived at B'simonim, you have to be bodik in advance. And even if you ate it and then you find out that it was kosher, you violated the mitzvah seseh. You violated these. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. It's still a little questionable. What do you need this for? According to the Rambam. Okay. If you hold Safik Deraisa, Luchum is only with the Rabban. Here Safik Deraisa, Luchum is with the Raisa. Okay. But we usually assume not like the Rambam. We usually assume Safik Deraisa, Luchum is with the Raisa. What did the Torah have to add on? Not only did you violate Sofik Deraisa Luchumre, but Torah Sofik, you violated B'Torah Svada, the mitzvah sesi. Lav all of B'Sofik Deraisa Luchumre, lav all of an essay. So there's a Chubas HaRivosh that the later post can quote. The Rivosh writes, this is where Abitzel Eponavizhe quotes this. The Chubas HaRivosh says, what if you have a roiv that this fish is kosher? The fishermen always go fishing over here, and all the fish that they find, ruba de ruba, everything is always tuna fish. Once in a long while, there's another fish, but the roiv is leheter, lehokel. So that's what the essay of, usually in Kalatar, we say, alochacha roiv. Here there's a gzeres akosif that you shouldn't go bus a roiv. And if you ate it relying on the roiv, then you are over on the essay. It's not a sveka the raisa luchumre, but on the level of the raisa go basura, so the rife indicates that it's a kosher bird or a kosher behema or a kosher fish, because the nature of the system is such. And in this area, the rife are kosher, and nonetheless, that's what the din of bedikas simanim is all about. That there's an iser esse. So the Rambam writes in Perek Beis in Hilchos Macholos Asuras that the Torah tells us os habeima shetachelu. You have to have malager mafis parsa. If it doesn't have malager mafis parsa, it's osa. So the Rambam writes, Bisar Odom, what about to eat human flesh? So if a Jewish person is dead, so we learned the Gemara, Mason's osa bano. So that's, Tosis assumes Mason's osa bano is a din deraisa. What if it's Mese Yakum? So the Pashtus is, Mese Yakum, the Alfusa only goes on Mese Yisrael. Mese Yakum, the Rambam says from the Rishonim that it's osa bano. That's a chumr midrabbanim. And the makam mitzvah, there's room to be mekel in all the medical schools. They use cadavers in order to study anatomy. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach raises the issue, but Meisei Akam are also asa banos, learning anatomy. So isn't it asa? So he says, we really hold mikra din. Abir Agrodeh said, mikra din, Meisei Akam amuta bano. It's only a chumr that the Rishonim have. Not to be mezalzel, but for makam mitzvah, you want to go to medical school to save people's lives. So for makam mitzvah, there's room to be made. So the Rambam holds that Bisar Odom has an iser esse. There's no lav. The lav goes if you eat a behema b'chaya that doesn't have the siman tar. But it's an iser esse based those habehema shetochelu to the exclusion of Odom. So the Magen Mishnah and that Rambam in Perek Beis in Hilchos Macholos Asuras quotes the Taina of the Rambam. Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. Ramban says, how can it be? The Gemara learns out from Psukim that dam mahal cheshtaim, human beings are called in the Gemara Ksuvis mahal cheshtaim, we walk on 2 feet. Behemoths walk on 4 legs and we walk on 2 feet, 2 legs. So the Gemara says that cholob mahal cheshtaim and dam mahal cheshtaim is mutter. There's no isa dam. That was when they accused the Jews of all the blood libels, that we use Christian blood in order to bake the matzah. So the Rabbanim said, what do you mean? But we're not allowed to eat blood. So the Nochrim knew that Dam Odom is only an Issa Derabbanan. So he said that by Makam Mitzvah, we use the Dam of the Christian blood in order to bake the matzahs. So the Gemara says that Ben HaTorah it's Mutter. Dam Halchishtaim and Cholam Halchishtaim is Mutter. So the Rabban Tain is against the Rambam. If Bisar Odom is Osir Bachil, it's an Issa Resay, So the dam should be like challah behemet tameya is asa. If you milk a pig, so challah from a chazir is asa, and just like a beitza soif tamei is asa. A yotze men atami is tamei. It's a mishnah in the first parak in Bchoris. A yotze men atami is tamei. So the dam of a human being and the challah of a challah bisha should be an isa derais. So the Magen Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam, and he says, apparently the Rambam thinks that Yotz ben Atami Tamei, the Cholav of Behemet Mei is also only if the Behemet Mei has an Isa Lav on it. But if it only has an Isa Ese, Besarodim, the Rambam says it's only an Isa Ese, it's not a Lav. So since it's only an Isa Ese, so there's no din of Yotz ben Atami Tamei. Truth of the matter is, you look in the Rambam, the first halacha in Paragimel, Hilchas Macholas Asura is just two pages after this. This Rambam is in Perek Beis. Look in Perek Gimel. That's what the Rambam writes explicitly, what the Magen Mishnah gave as a teret. Rambam says, Yotze min atomei is asur if it's a behemoth tamei shaloikim olav. Shaloikim olav means an isa lav. It's only an isa esis, so there's no din of Yotze min atomei. Where did the Rambam get this chiddush from? Because he made a shtikul Torah that Besar Adam is that. That's a chiddush in the Rambam, that Besar Adam has an isa esay. And the Ramban asked the Kasha, so the Rambam came up with the Teretz. Does he have a mocha for this? The Yotz Ben Atomi only applies if there's an Isa Lav, if there's an Isa Resi, it doesn't apply. So it could be that he got it from the Gemara in Bechoris, and the Avav on the base. The Gemara says there, the Gemara raises an issue. We know that Rav Huna says, Behema b'chaya b'ches kasisar emen. It's a live animal, is also b'achila. So there's a machlekes, Rashi and some Bali Atos, what's the Isa? So Rashi says, and Tosis has a lot of kashas against Rashi. Main kasha is that there's a machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish in Perek Giran Asha, where the a live animal as it's walking around on the farm, it's a bundle of Eivim and Achayis, or maybe it only becomes an Eivim and Achay if and when you detach a limb from it. Then it becomes an Eivim and Achay, because man, all the limbs are attached together. You don't say it's a bundle of Eivim Melachai. So that's how we pass him, like Rabbi Yechanan. Against Reish Lakish, how can Rashi write Shaloi Kalocha, Eivim Melachai, Eivim Kisiser, Eivim Melachai? It's not an Eivim Melachai until you detach something. So that's why Tosfos and Beitza, Daf Chafei Menal, quotes one of the Balei HaTosfos. He says, Eivim Melachai, Eivim Kisiser, and he said, Eino Zvucha. Because the mashmas of the pasuk is, Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha V'yachalta. If you shech the animal, then you're allowed to eat it. So mechlal hen atushem elav that there's an iseresi. If you eat an animal that didn't have any shchita, there's an iseresi. The Baal HaTosfos wonder who says that there's an iseresi. Chumash just says if he shecht it, it'll be kosher. It won't become an avela. If you don't shecht it and it drops dead by itself, it's an avela. Who says that there's an iseresi? But that's what the Baal HaTosfos, one of the mitzvot, the Baal HaTosfos said there's an iseresi. So the Gemara says in Bchoris Davav HaMebeis, it's really a chiddush that you're allowed to drink milk from a kosher animal because beima b'chaya loyvar mameda because beima b'chaya b'ches kisisur mameda is the live animal is aser. So just like milk from a pig is aser, and just like beta soif tamei is aser, just like an eagle, an ostrich lays an egg. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk bas hayana. What do I mean? Basayana, only the female ostrich is also, and the male ostrich is mutter. Gemara says it can mean. Can mean that. So basayana means beitza soif tamei. Why beitza soif tamei? Also, yotze men atamei tamei. So chola behemet tamei is also, and beitza soif tamei is also. So Gemara says, why shouldn't all chola be also? All kosher animals, before you shech them, behemachaya beches kisisar medes. It should also be also. So Gemara says, akzeris akosav, it says, eretz chavos chola medvash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises Eretz Yisrael that it's a land flowing with milk and honey, and if the milk would be treif, the Torah wouldn't praise it. It wouldn't praise Eretz Yisrael because it has treif food there. So it must be that the milk is mutter. So what do you learn from that pasuk? Agzeres akosav, that milk is mutter, special din. So some Rishonim talk a whole like that. Some Rishonim say that if you take milk and you take out all of the curds and you make cheese out of it and you're left with mei cholov, or mei mei cholov, then you're not allowed to drink the mei mei cholov. Kozman that is milchik min ha-Torah, so it's cholov. So cholov is a gzeres ha-kosav ha-chok, that is kosher. But if you remove so much of the curds that you make the cheese from, you remove so much from the milk that now it's part of the water, but this part of the water grew in the behemoth b'chaya, b'cheskes isus. So the mei mecholov, which is part of a menatoira, is going to be treif, because the yotze menatomi tomi, because the live animal is us. So we don't really accept that opinion. We hold that the cholov is muta, the mei mecholov is also muta. So why is that so? So it could be that the Rambam understood, because behemoth b'chaya, maybe the Rambam understood like that Tosfos and Beitza, the behemoth b'chaya b'cheskes isus is an iser esei. So the Avamina would have been that cholav even from a behemoth tahira is also aser a yotzman a tami, even if the animal is treif only on the level of an iser esei, even only ein azvuchi, even if it's not an iser lois esei. So kamashmul on the pasuk eretz avos cholav edvash. What does it teach me? This cloud that yotzman a tami is only if the animal that produced the cholav and the dam and whatever it is has an iser lav. But if it only has an iser essay, that's what the pasuk teaches. Not a chok that cholav is a yotze min haklal. Cholav is megala that whenever the iser, the animal only has an iser essay, doesn't have an iser lav, then there's no din of yotze min hatami tami. So Bitzel Panavezhe quotes that Rambam. The yotze min hatami only applies if you have an iser lav. That's what it says in the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah points it out. And the Rambam says it explicitly, what the Magen Mishnah said. And then he puts this together with the Rivosh. So he says, the case over here is talking, we know that the roiv of everything over here are kosher fish. We're just not sure, maybe one of them is treif. We can't, let's say, none of them have any, some of them don't have kaskas, they all have snapir. Most of the fish have snapir. Some of them, the treif fish don't have kaskas. Maybe it shed the kaskas, maybe it didn't develop the kaskas yet. When you have a lot of fish, it's clear that most of them are kosher, and some of them are not sure. So, based on the din of kol ha-terkula, the Rivosh says he really should go basar roiv. He should be allowed to eat the tzir. He should be allowed to have the dogim itself. Allowed to eat the fish because he should go basar roiv. But there's exeris hakasuv mitzvah libdak b'simanim. So the Rivosh said, whenever you have a roiv lahakel, so there's no law, but there's only going to be an iseresa. You violated the mitzvah b'dika simanim. So you're not allowed to eat the fish over here only because of an essay, not because of a lav. So once there's only an essay on the fish, then the tzir is a yotze min atome that doesn't have a lois essay. It's only yotze min atome that's an iser essay. So there's no din of yotze. That's a bitzel upon a vision. A harifah, he always said, everything has its harifahs. That's a harifahs. Tzvi Pesach Frank has a discussion in one of his shuvahs in Chelik Yerideya regarding this Rivosh, and he gives two tzdadim lahakel regarding this. So he says, even the Rivosh who says that the mitzvah is b'dikas siman means you shouldn't go basarayv, you have to have b'dikas siman to know b'vadai, he thinks that you shouldn't go based on a simple rayv. Let's see, have we know that 85% of all of the fish here are certainly kosher. The odds are 85% kosher. What if you have 95%? So he thinks there must be a higher percentage, that if it's 90%, he doesn't give a number, we don't know the number. Even the Rivosh would agree that if it's a much better raiv than a basic raiv, so then there wouldn't even be an iser essay. So he has, in a certain case, there's room to be mekel because it's even a better roif than a regular roif. This is an interesting idea. Roif, there are different shiurim of roif. You can have a roif 51% roif, then you can have 52%, 53%, 53.1%. You can have a million madregas of roif. So pidin, there are different categories of roif. So take, for example, those who are learning chulin this year. So in both the Chidushi HaRamban and the Melchamis, in the beginning of the first perek, the Ramban quotes a medrash that says, "Mi igalo ofer me'enecho adam arishin." Someone should dig up adam arishin. He's buried in the Moros HaMachpelah. We should dig him up and wipe off the dust on his eyes and show him the Jewish people. The Ramban quotes a fascinating medrash that if adam arishin was created on Erev Shabbos, and he was forbidden to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the same day that he was instructed not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, he didn't have self-control. The same day he violated the Isser, eating from the Eitz Hadas. 2 hours later, he violated the Isser. So the Ramban quotes a fascinating medrash. If he would have waited till Leil Shabbos, it would have been muta. The whole Isser was only for a couple of hours. If he would have waited till Leil Shabbos, the Eitz Hadas would have been us. So he didn't have self-control to wait a couple of hours. So the medrash says, "Mi galof ameinecha adamarishan." The Jewish people, a woman becomes a nida, and you wait 2 weeks, you wait a week and a half, and you plant the tree, and it's orly, you have to wait 3 years till the din of orla is over. And you shech the beim, you boidik the reyet to see, make sure that it doesn't have any sircha, and you don't eat it right away. So the Jewish people had patience, and Adam Rishon didn't have any patience. So the Ramban points out, why did the Medrash only say you have to boidik the sirchas, boidik for sirchas on the lungs? The 70 Shivim Trefus, this says so many pages in your everyday, but a whole paragraph of Trefus. Why are you only bodik for the Sirchas? So Ramban says, because that's a Niyotamotzi. When you have a Niyotamotzi, so then there's a Chavis Bedikim in the Rabbanon. Some wanted to say it's a Chavis Bedikim in Atar, but the Ramban writes Beferish that it's only Midi Rabbanon. When you have a Niyotamotzi, it's a Chavis Bedikim in the Rabbanon. What exactly is a Niyotamotzi? So the Achrenim quote, the Dr. Chuvan Yeridea quotes from the same thing. Let's say you buy a suit that you have to check for shatness, or you eat vegetables, you have to check for bugs. So if you go basa roiv, the roiv of the suits do not have shatness. And let's say you're eating a vegetable, you know that the roiv of the vegetable, this kind of a vegetable, does not have bugs in it. So is there an obligation to always be boidek whenever there's a miut possibility? So Ramban says, that's the klal and call it terukul. Whenever there's a miut hamatzui, so then you have to be bodik. So what percentage likelihood does it have to be that it should be called a miut hamatzui? So the Mishkan is a dakit shuvah, and Yeridei quotes from the Mishkan as Yankif, that is 10%. The sirchas hanereya, 10%. Rav Soloveitchik, when we learned Yeridei, Rav Soloveitchik said that he used to give a hashgacha in the slaughterhouse in Boston, and he used to be makel as much as possible, everything on the books plus more. He said he used kulis from the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, from the Alter Rebbe. He has kulis in the Kuntrin Sachran on Yeridei, and he says with all of his kulis, Oizki kvetched all the kulis, he had 14% sirchas on the Reya. And he was complaining that the glat kosher slaughterhouse only had 9%. How could that be? He's makel on everything, he has 14%, and glat kosher means you machman abi shayla. So he said, it's not kosher, it's galat treif. He can't rely at all. That's, he was upset about the faker rice. So he said, oh, but the Mishkan is young. He said, 10%? Yeah. He knows from his own experience. It's 14. America and Boston, it's 14%. That's like the Mishkan is young. 10% and above is considered the Niyot HaMotz. Rav El Yashiv, in different countries, it's a different percentage of treifus. So Rav Al Yashiv said it's known for many years already in Eretz Yisrael, all the slaughterhouses keep records of how many animals that they shecht, how many of the animals have sirchas on the lungs. So for many years they had the records that it's only 7%. So if the Medrash says that you have to be boidik for sirchas, and the Ramban says the reason why it calls miyat hamotzi, so Rav Al Yashiv assumed the Medrash was probably written in Eretz Yisrael, probably. So maybe it was always 7%. Maybe it changed. Maybe it was higher in the days of the Medrash. Probably the air is probably more polluted now than it was in the days of the Medrash. So if anything, there should be a higher percentage of treifas today. So Rabbi Yashiv said he thinks that you have to be machmer from 7% and above. He didn't agree with the Mishkan Zayikiv. 10% and above, it's usually assumed like the Mishkan Zayikiv, because the Dar Ketshuva quoted the Mishkan Zayikiv. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik assumed. 10% and above. So Rabbi Yashiv said he thinks 7% and above. You always have to be choshish. That's called miyot hamotzi, because those are the records in Eretz Yisrael for sirchas on the lungs. Rav Neuwirth, Zecheinu Lebracha, the one who wrote the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa, was once talking to us about sirchas on the Reya. So he said there was a period of time that he was sent by the Rabbanut to go to Argentina to supervise the shechita there. And they used to import. There was a while that they imported American flesh to Eretz Yisrael. They had other Rabbanim checking over here. So there was a while that he used to travel to Argentina to supervise the shechita that was brought into Eretz Yisrael. And he says in Argentina it was only 5% of the behemoths that the shechted had sirchas on the lungs. So he said he doesn't think when b'chuyev to be machmer that anything that's 5% and above maspika for machma like Rav Yashiv, 7%. The Medrash probably was not written in Argentina. The Medrash that talks about bedikas sirches and the reya, and you assume it's a miyat hamatzah, it was not written in Argentina. Maybe it was written in Eretz, maybe in Bavel, but not in Argentina. So Rav Yashiv thinks that it's 7%. So that's al pidin. That's another category. A miyat hamatzah is a different kind of a roif. It's a shayla. What percentage does it have to be that it should be called a miyat hamatzah? Is it 10% and above, or 7% and above? The Ramban says that this whole din goes only with the Rabbanim. Miyat hamatzah need bedikas zoni v'rabban. Is there any difference on the level of the raisa that miyat hamatzah makes a difference? So the pashta says there is a din the raisa. The Gemara in the first parak of Sochem learns that from a pasuk, a shlucha mitzvah ein in nizoik. You're not permitted to put yourself in a mokum sakona. But the Gemara says shlucha mitzvah ein in nizoik. You don't have to be concerned about the suffix sakona, unless the Gemara says if it's shchiach hazeka, then you're not allowed to be lying on the shlucha mitzvah. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that if it's shchiach hazeka. So what's the definition of shchiach hazeka? So I thought the pashto says shchiach hazeka is the same way he was saying miyot hamotzi. Shchiach hazeka is Aramaic, miyot hamotzi is Hebrew. I thought it's the same. So I thought that's on the level of the raisa l'chapan afkamina by miyot hamotzi. When you get to shlucha mitzvah in the Zekim, I don't understand why Rabbi Chana Wasserman has an essay where he assumes that Shchiach HaZeka is not the same as Miyat HaMotzi. And he proceeds to discuss what's... I know where he got the assumption from. Why can't he say Shchiach HaZeka is a Miyat HaMotzi? I thought that's the nafkamina on the level of their eyes. Then we have Rameh Chayish L'Miyuta. So the Gemara in the first daf in Gittin says Rameh Chayish L'Miyuta, but not if it's a miyuta de miyuta. If it's such an insignificant miyuta, even Rav Meir is not chayish l'miyuta. We don't really paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin like Nachachamim, loy chashin l'miyuta. And even according to Rav Meir, chayish l'miyuta, Tosis is mesupik. Maybe the whole din of Rav Meir is only midir abonim. No, it's not a din in a Torah. But but the Gemara says in the end of Kiddushin, the Ran quotes it here. The Ran quotes that Gemara at the beginning of Kol Atzlamin, on Mem on the base. The Ran on the Rif quotes it, that even if you hold Chashin and Miyuta, Zonim and the Rabbanu, but the principle that it's based on is a Din Deraisa, and it has ramifications, it has Nafkaminas on the level of Deraisa in other cases. The Gemara says it's a Machlekes in principle where the Miyut command Isidam, Miyut command Elesidam. You have to break your head to understand what does that mean? What's the Shai? What do the words mean? What are the concepts? Command the Easter Dami, command the Lazy Dami. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So the principle they're fighting about is a Din Deraisa. True, we don't paskin like Rav Meir, but Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva in Tshuvas Tinyana where he writes, he bases it on a Tosis in the beginning of Perek HaMiniach in Bava Kama, on the Chav Zayin on the base, I think, where the Tosis is discussing Ein Holch B'mam and Acher HaRoiv. So Tosis says that the idea of Ein Holch B'mam Acher HaRoiv is based on Smoch Miyuta L'Chazoka. So Rabbi Kivega says, but Smoch Miyuta L'Chazoka is Rav Meir Shita only when you have a significant miyut. But Rav Meir would be moed if you only have miyuta de miyuta, he would also say Leich Hashem L'Miyuta. He wouldn't say Smoch Miyuta L'Chazoka. So Rabbi Kivega says, Halacha L'Maisa, a roiv is good to be moitzi mamin from a muchzak if it only has a miyuta, the miyuta against it. If it's a 90% roiv, then you ain't halchma macha roiv. 95% ain't halchma macha roiv. If it's a 98%, it's only miyuta, the miyuta against it, then you can be moitzi mamin based on that. And the pashtus is that the din of the ain't halchma macha roiv is a din deraisa, and here is a difference on the level of the deraisa. If it's only miyuta, the miyuta, then you are moitzi mamin based on that. Then there's a tesis on the next daf, a mem aleph on the base. Roiv 51% is also a roiv. We have a klal in the end of Kiddushin that ruba machazok, ruba odiv. If you have a situation, you don't know what the facts are. So the roiv indicates in one direction, and the chazok, status quo, indicates in the other direction. So what do you do? So Rameh says it's a stalemate and a shkulim. Ruba machazok, a shkulim, so it's a suffix. And we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass from Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. The Gemara says this depends on their machlokes. Rav Meir holds Miut commander Isay Dami, so therefore Ruba Bachazak Hashkulim, and the Rabban Hal Miut commander Laysay Dami, so therefore Ruba Bachazak Rubadiv. What does it mean? So the Pnei Yeshua writes in Subas and Daf Yad Aleph, what it means is the following, that Raiv is a Birur, and Chazak is only a Din Hanhaga. So you only follow a Din Hanhaga if you don't know what the facts of the case are. If Raiv is Mevar, what the facts are, so then you don't have the Din Hanhaga, Chazak only apply. If you don't know what the facts are, you go like this. If you have a Raiv contradicting another Raiv, so it's a suffix, what the facts are. So that would be shkulim. But if you have a rav contradicting a chazakah, of course you ignore the chazakah. The rav tells you what the facts are. You know the facts are you don't have this din hanhaga. So the Tosis writes on Nem Aleph and Beis, Tosis interprets the whole sugya that appears in three different mesichtas here, in Psochem, in Anida, and Daf Tazvav, the same 30 lines in the Gemara. So Tosis interprets the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the klal ruba v'chazak ruba adif, that it only applies when you have a roiv bari, you have a real gesunter roiv, 80%, 70%. But if you have a roiv of 51% to 49%, contradicted by a chazok. The true roiv of 51% just made it by the skin of its teeth has a din of a roiv. But you're not going to say, that's a birur. That's a birur. And since you're mevara the facts, so you don't go bas a chazok, it's not true. That's also a din anhoge. The din that you follow, roiv, that's only 51%. You can't say that that's a birur, insufficient birur. So Ruba v'chazaka would be shkulim in such a case. You wouldn't say Ruba v'chazaka rubadiv. So roiv garua, it's shkulim. So it's a different level of a roiv. Then there's really another level of a roiv. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, the very end of Yeridah, you have Hilchas Roifim. When are the doctors permitted to deal, to treat the patients? Sometimes doctors not allowed to treat the patients. And what's a din if the doctor didn't succeed and the patient died? So Tumas Mace is there, then it has all the dinim of Ripping Kriya, has it all the dinim of Avelus, it has all the mitzvah of Kvura there. So Shin Nun Zion at the end of Yeridah is all about Kovatik Berenah Bayamu, Basol and Nivlas Aleitz. You have to bury the person on the same day before the Shkia. So years ago, in the early 1800s, in different countries in Europe, they started this shtick that they were afraid that the doctors may have made a mistake in declaring that the person is dead. So certain different countries in Europe passed a law that you're not allowed to bury a person until 72 hours after the death certificate was signed, to make sure that bevada he's dead. So this is against the din atur. Some of the countries still have it now in Europe. So when a Jewish person dies, so they take the body to a different country to bury him somewhere else, because the government won't let you bury him over there before 72 days. So Mendelssohn, the one who started, they pinned the blame on him, the reform movement, Moshe Mendelssohn, the Chasam Sofer always refers to him as Ramad, Moshe Dessau, he came from the city Dessau. And he writes, B'sifrei Ramad al tishluchu yad. You're not allowed to read Mendelssohn. So Mendelssohn suggested, and others also, not only Mendelssohn, some Orthodox people also suggested, maybe it's a real suffix, sakonas nefesh, maybe we're burying people alive. You see sources in the Gemara, and Mishnayos, and Mishnah in the last perek in Nida, we're not so sure when a person is dead. Maybe he's not dead, maybe he's really still alive. So some said, maybe we should go along with the din and the malchus, and we shouldn't bury them because of a suffix, sakonas nefesh. So the Maritz Chayes had a correspondence with the Chasam Sofer on this topic. All the tshuvas in the Chasam Sofer, almost all the tshuvas, the first line, it tells you who the tshuva was sent to. I think there were less than 10, maybe less than 5, where it doesn't have the name of the person. So this is one of those tshuvas that doesn't say to whom the tshuva was sent. We know that it was sent to the Maritz Chayes because he was very proud. Maritz Chayes was very proud of his correspondence with the Chasam Sofer. So he published a separate sefer, my correspondence with the Chasam Sofer. So he has his letter, then you have the letter written by the Chasam Sofer. Paragraph by paragraph, it corresponds. Chasam Sofer explains every paragraph that the Maritz Chayes writes, and Chasam Sofer gives his comment on it. Otherwise, you don't understand. That would be kedai to have all. Every so often, there's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. You don't know what in the world he's referring to. He sometimes says strange things. If he would have had the shaila, we would know he writes in response to what the person wrote. Here in this tshuva, he talks about a Mar Nevuchim. What are you in the middle of nowhere? Because the Maritzchai is quoted in the Mar Nevuchim. The Rambam Mar Nevuchim quotes Galen. So he says, and about what Galen wrote, we don't accept it. He gives a whole tshuva. So the Chassam Sofer left out his name in the tshuvas, because in the middle of the tshuva he has a very nasty comment. He says, are you an apikurvus or something? But you don't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh, you don't believe in Chazal? We have a tradition that the Chevi Kaddish waits 15-20 minutes after the guy stops breathing, and that's it, then he's dead. And you bury him. When the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kavod Digurein Mayam Mahu, he must have told him what's the definition of death. So he must have told him that. Our tradition is you wait 15-20 minutes and he's dead. Galen says that it's possible that the guy should come to 3 days later. That's once in a million cases. And if it's Echemiye, Elif Alfei Alofim, that's not called the suffix Sakonis Nefoshis. The Gemara says that suffix Sakone, you have to go to Chumra. Not only suffix Sakone 50-50, Chamira Sakanta Meyisura. The Gemara says in the first parak in Chulin. And whenever there's a Raiv, you can be Mater Isurim based on a Raiv. But suffix Sakone, even if there's a Raiv, and even if it's an overwhelming Raiv, you still say suffix Sakone. You have to be careful. So the Chassam Sofer says, but if it's a suffix Echad Mini Elf Alfei Alofim, that's ridiculous. And it's not even considered a suffix. Even if the guy's nervous, you give him a tranquilizer and you tell him, forget about it. Sometimes if it's a suffix, far-fetched, let's say 1% suffix, is that considered suffix? So the Gemara says, Shem Epsayim Hashem. So what does that mean? What do they quote that pasuk for? So Rabbi Chaim Moshe has a tshuva. He quotes 5 or 6 major tshuvas from Nachrayim. And what it means is the following. Whenever there's a suffix sakana that's very far from 50-50, it all depends on the patient. If the patient is nervous, then we call it a suffix sakana. If the person is not nervous, then it's not called a suffix sakana. So I remember during the Gulf War, so many of the Americans or the British students who were studying in Eretz Yisrael for the year, their parents told them to come back to America, to come back to England. They were afraid, suffix sakana. And then YU had a chartered flight, and they took boys and girls from Yeshiva and Stern College to give chizuk to the people in Eretz Yisrael. So we were going, I went with the group, Dr. Lim went with the group. So we went to Eretz Yisrael, and they were leaving Eretz Yisrael at the airport. They're leaving because of the Sakana, and we're running into Eretz Yisrael. So who's right? Who's doing right? And the answer, they're both right. Those who are nervous about the Sakana, so for them, it's a suffix Sakana. And those who are not nervous, then you apply the pasuk Shem Epsayim Hashem. So the Chassam Sofer says, but let's say this is suffix Echad Mini Elof Alfei Alofim. It's so ridiculous, it's so far fetched. So even if the person is nervous about it, you don't say that that's called the suffix Sakana. If it's so far fetched, that's not called the suffix Sakana. So these are really different levels. We're not sure exactly what the percentages are, but you have to draw percentages over here. If you have a roiv garua, it's only 51% roiv, then Tosis learns the Gemara, you don't say ruba v'chazok ruba odv. If you have a better than that, a better roiv, but it's a nice roiv, but that's not enough to be mata by fish, or by chagovim, or by oifas, or by behemoths. The mitzvah of bedika simana means you shouldn't rely on roiv. But it doesn't mean there has to be absolutely so. Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank shows from the Rivosh himself. The Rivosh himself in the Tshuva writes like that. If it's an overwhelming Rav, let's say a 95% Rav, or even 90% Rav, the Rivosh would never say that you don't go bust a Rav. That Rav would be good enough. And then you have a Rav with the Miuta against it, that then Rabbi Kevega says, the same as Rabbi Meir, Loich Aish Lemiuta there, Rabbi Kevega says you can be Moitzi Mamma based on such a Rav. Then you have this overwhelming Rav, Echad Mina Elof Alfei Alofim, that's like a Vadois Mamish, it's not even called a Sofik by a Sofik Sakona. There's a big dispute going on about the Metzitza. So the Tiferes Yisrael HaMishnayis writes, he thinks that you don't even need Metzitza at all. He doesn't understand why Metzitza, the Gemara seems to say Metzitza because of a Sofik Sakona. So today we have antiseptics, so there's no more Sofik Sakona. But he says that he can't say. That's why a lot of the Hasidim don't like to look at the Pharisees. So he must have been an apikurs. The Pharisee was a holy tzaddik. They write how he wrote his commentary on Mishnah. He went to mikvah in the morning and sat in talis until the whole day long. He was a talmid of Rabbi Kevega. He wasn't an apikurs. He was a goyin. He was going out there. So the Tversel on Perakav Lez in the Mili, he writes, he really doesn't understand why we still do Metzitza, but for sure you don't need Metzitza in the Pe. That's for sure now. And others insist, no, you need Metzitza, it has to be Metzitza in the Pe. But the Gemara says that it's all because of the Sakana. The Gemara seems to say the whole Metzitza story is only because of Sakana. So the doctors today don't know any Sakana. So the Mamshik has a Tshuva. Mamshik was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. So he writes a Tshuva. All the medical knowledge is based on the data that they have. So they did circumcisions on thousands and thousands of babies, and they never did Metzitza, and no one ever died. So you see, it's against the Gemara that you don't, at least today, you don't need any Metzitza. So he says, maybe if they would do circumcision on 5 million babies, maybe someone would die. And that's also called the Suffolk Sakana. 1 out of 5 million is also called. The Pashto says, like the Chassam Sofer, not like the Maamshik. Pashto says, Echemini, Enof Alfi, Alofim. That's not even called the Suffolk Sakana, that such a bad noise. So this, when you learn Gemara, you shouldn't equate all the rives, the different degrees of rives, and halacha l'maaseh on the level of the rives and level of the rabbanon, the nafkaminis l'din.